Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I'm so excited that you joined me for Questions with the Queen, episode number 74. Today's question is how can I make massive changes in my business? And I thought about this question and thought about it, and what I realized is, you guys, you've got to have a plan. If you're going to make any type of changes, I don't care if they're little bitty changes, you've got to make some plans in your life to make things differently. And what I want to do is share some training that I received from Anthony Robbins. And this just really hit home. It's called How to Have a Breakthrough. Number one, you must change your state. You see, you've got to get excited about something. One of the things that Anthony Robbins says is that many times people are just going through life and just really they're already dead, but they just haven't been buried. Ooh, I hope that hits home for you. I hope you realize that you can't go through life just a wandering generality. You just can't go through life just, you know, whatever comes with me, whatever. You know what? You'll never have anything that way. You will never get to where you need to be that way. With that being said, you also can't be a person that is so out of integrity and out of what you need to do without really finding out what your next step is. You know, when I think about that, I really think about just really, you've got to want something bad enough, you guys. You've got to want it. You've got to want it. You've got to want it. I tell people all the time, one of the things about me is I really want success so bad. I'm so excited about success and so excited about what everything that success has to offer. But here's the deal, and this is just being honest and upfront. We've got to go to work. We've got to get rid of our sadness. And we've got to get to the next level. We've got to take new action. We've got to have new thoughts. That's the only way you're going to change things in your life. If you truly want to have a breakthrough, if you truly want to take things to the next level and truly want to see some things happen in your business, you've got to do things totally different. That alone is scary. But here's the deal. That alone won't do it. Yes, we might commit all day long. We might say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm excited. I'm motivated. I'm da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But the reality is, you guys, that many times that excitement never goes anywhere. That excitement really never, ever, ever amounts to anything. Now, yeah, I'm going to say it. You know, I'm big and bad enough to say it that, yeah, sometimes our excitement is just a crock. It really is. Sometimes our excitement doesn't mean anything, y'all. It really doesn't. I know I used to be a person that would get so excited and I'd run the meetings, run the meetings, run the meetings. But what I realized without a shadow of a doubt, all of that running to meetings is great. That gives you that temporary enthusiasm. But I'm looking for long-term motivation. I'm looking for motivation that will be there even when I don't see anything happening. Even when I think, wow, why did I do this? Why did I get involved with this? That's when you need the motivation. I tell you, I have some extremely high, exciting plans for what I've got going on in my life, you guys. But not only do I want high and exciting plans, I want to see some things come to fruition. I want to see some things totally work out. I want to see some things totally come together. And with that, it's going to take more than just changing my state. Changing my state is good. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm saying that that's a great thing. Yes, change your state. Get excited. Because if you're not excited about something, you're not going to have anything. I'll just be honest and upfront with you. You just got to get excited. And other people have got to see your excitement, especially if you're leading a team. If you're leading a team, they need to see that there's something to this. They need to see that, wow, she's so excited about this, and maybe I can do this. Maybe this is for me. You know, many times people don't need to know all the details. They just need to see your excitement. And not only that, they need to see your belief in them. if you truly tell them, I believe you can do it, really believe that they can do it, really be there for them, you know? Second thing is, if you really want to see a shift in your business and if you really want to experience a breakthrough, you have got to change the story. You've got to get the story right. Get the right story. I'm sorry, I'm saying that wrong. You must divorce your story and marry the truth. You see, the truth is success is there for all of us. But the reality is most people won't work enough to get it. Success is not going to come to you just out of the blue. It's not. I wish it would, but it's really not. Success is not going to come just out of the blue. Success is going to come from constant and consistent action. Ooh, I hope you heard that. Constant and consistent action. And you know what? Sometimes that action is going to be so super, super easy that you're going to think, man, this almost is too easy to be true. And that's when I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt that you can do it. You can do anything and you can have anything. And that's what life is going to result in, you having everything that you want if you put in the work. You see, your breakthrough is really waiting on you. You can achieve anything you set your mind to, but here's the deal. You got to be committed. A committed person will get it done, y'all. A committed person, I've had a serious change in my attitude in the last couple of days because I realized some good and some bad about me. I am the world's best for doing the research and, you know, making sure that everything is right and whatnot and, you know, making sure that I'm trying to get everything in order and, you know, get this and get this and get this. But the reality is many times that's just filler work, y'all. Many times that's just the work that we need to do at some other time, because from 9 to 9 is people time. We need to be, especially if we're in a business where we need to interact with people, from 9 to 9 is people time. So we've got to always remember that. We've got to always know that, okay, I've got to be out in the field. I've got to see the people, see the people, see the people. And if you're not seeing the people, guess what? You're not going to have what you want. And I just want you to know that without a shadow of a doubt. No sugarcoating tonight. No sugarcoating, because the truth is we are in charge of our own destiny. But here's the deal. That destiny can be won or lost by our actions. So step number 3 is strategy. Strategy is how you do things. How do you choose to do things? You know, it's so easy to say that, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, whatever, whatever, whatever. But the reality is, have you gotten out the door and actually done those things? You know, I'll be the first to say it's not easy. It's really not easy to make up all these plans and do all these things when you don't see any action happening, you guys. It's hard sometimes get out the door and believe in your dream when you don't see anything happening with your dream. I just want you to know without a shadow of a doubt that all of your dreams can come true. But here's the deal. All of your dreams can come true when you believe it and when you get the strategies in place. You see, there are some fundamental truths to business. In order to be the person you need to be, you need to, number one, study. And I'm not saying that just because I'm a person that loves to study and loves to, you know, really get things the way I think that they should be. I'm not saying that for that reason at all. The reason I'm saying that is I want you to be so cognizant about what your very next step is. That's how strategy is done, you guys. That's how strategy is really put on the wire. You know, how can you get to the next level if you don't know what your own strategy is? So I just encourage you to get some strategies together, to do some things that you wouldn't normally do, to be willing to improve yourself by learning, by being willing to learn. Anytime, that's the thing that holds us back from the next level. is we don't spend enough time learning. We don't spend enough time getting with the person that we feel is our idol. We don't feel like we can approach them or whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you, people are just people. And if you know that you want to be just like them, tell them you want to be just like them. It's okay. It is okay. People can do one or two things. They can be flattered and try to help you, or they really won't be flattered. They really, oh, okay, you know, so no big deal. You know, you need to figure out what's best for you. I will tell you that it's so easy to do things that we feel are, oh my goodness, this is really moving my business ahead. But I want you to know that your strategy is so tight that you know why you're doing this next step. You know why this is next. You know why this is next. You know why this is happening. You know why this is happening. Once you do that, that's when life changes, y'all. It's not until you know what your strategies are and know why you're doing the things you're doing and the way you're doing the things you do. So with that being said, those are the three steps to have a breakthrough. Number one, you got to change your state, change your attitude. Get excited about something now. Number two is get the right story. Stop telling yourself that you can't win, you can't be successful, you can't. Only think of the things that you can and will do. Know without a shadow of a doubt that this will come to pass if you have anything to do with it. Many times, my goodness, we count ourselves out before we count ourselves in, you know. It's so funny how we can believe that other people have great ideas, but we don't. You know, we can believe in so many other people, but I just tell you, take time to believe in yourself. Take time to know that that you can win and you will win with the right attitude, with the right things in place, with everything being right in your corner. And this is the time. This is a new year. It's a new you. You know, it's time to really believe in yourself. Really believe that you can do it. You know, you've got to believe that you can do it. So this is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, with the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This show is called Questions with the Queen, episode number 74. I am so excited that you are following me, and I hope that this is bringing you plenty of value. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.